In other words, he was a morally upright king, but he was never religious in a full sense of the word. He was not spiritual. He was a good secular king, but he was not a spiritual king. He never publicly worshipped like King David did. And as a result, God will bless, but he will bless to the measure possible. He would love to bless more, but he could not unless people pay a higher price. The last one is right at the end, and that's a guy, his name sounds similar again, after Hezekiah, came Josiah in chapter 22, in verse 1 of 2 Kings. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years. And Josiah's problem was different from the others. Found in 2 Chronicles 35, Josiah did not ask the Lord when to go to battle, when not to go to battle. After Josiah has finished the battle, unlike Amaziah who went in because of his pride, there's no record of his pride here. Josiah instead, possibly in his haste or in his zeal, of doing something and just, oh, here's something more to do, and he went and do it, which was not of God, and he died. But he was a very good king. The 2 Chronicles gave him the credit, he was a very good king. So he reached very good, but he never reached best. And the story of 2 Kings, as we study all these 19 kings and focus on 7, to see the 7 good kings, yet the 7 good kings never reached best. Some of them reached quite to better. The problem is, as we see, God is a merciful God. He will only bless as much as people are willing to surrender. Some surrender that much, 1 inch, he blessed that level. Some surrender more, he could bless more. And that same story is today true of every ministry today. And if you are called into the ministry, let me tell you, don't look at another one and think that it's just by accident. Don't look at another church that is blessed and think it's by accident. And it's the same in Christian business or the Christian life. Nothing happens by accident. God is and He continues to bless according to the measure we are willing to yield. Some people want to be Amaziah's short time and they only got a short life. Finished. Some want to be Hezekiah's in ministry and in Christian business or in Christian life, and they go, oh, zoom, fantastic. Then they go, toop, then get up again, but never reach like King David. King David has his faults, but there's one thing, he was very deep in God. When he failed, he really failed and he repented. Some people want to be like, some ministries and some Christians are like Joash, always someone to lean on. When the person died, hey, you know, next guy came to lean, advise them something, finished, their ministry starts going down. So my friend, 2 Kings is one of the most powerful, interesting books. Study the 7 kings and you will understand and it will answer questions you have in your mind about ministries. Why some fall, why some stay? Why some continue into greatness? Why some remain mediocre? All your answers are in 2 Kings. And don't despair that we took only about 15-20 minutes for 7 Kings. We will cover them and we will see them again in 2 Chronicles. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we ask that your grace continue to be established in each heart and life here tonight. And we ask, O God, that you impart in these days, Lord, your blessings, and you cause your blessings, O God, to fill our lives to the fullness, Lord, to establish your work of grace in each heart and life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all rise together. And since it's Christmas time, can we sing Silent Night, Holy Night? Although it's very unusual, right, to close the meeting with Silent Night, Holy Night. But remember the words that are there, Silent Night, Holy Night. The reason why Jesus Christ has come He offers you the best. And it's up to you in your Christian life, in your Christian business, in your Christian ministry, how much you want to move into the best. And tonight, let's celebrate together. And in this time, remember all that Jesus has given to us. Do you all pray Silent Night, Holy Night? Oh, we do too? Okay. Praise God. I'm not sure the wording, so those of you know, you can sing along. Praise God. Can you just join hands with the one next to you? That's how we are close tonight, right? It's a Christmas time. Praise the Lord.
Silent night, holy night, all is gone, all is gone. Lord, your virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and sleep.
Father God, we ask that in this stillness of this season and in these times, O God, that we remember that the same Jesus Christ is still in our heart. But He's no more a baby. He's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But yet, Lord, the manifestation of Christ in our lives, some of us have only the seed, Lord. Some have the plant. Some have the tree. And we pray, oh God, that even as we remember how Jesus came onto this earth, although we know that it's not in December, but we thank you that He came and every day is a Christmas to us. We thank you, Lord, that we can have a day we could remember and bear in mind that He has come so that He could seal into our hearts and lives the reality of the presence of God. And we ask, oh God, for a special presence, Lord, to be imparted right now in Jesus' name into each heart, into each life. Right now, receive the blessing of God into your hearts and life so that we would know, oh God, your presence, Lord, seals us. We thank you, Lord, that we will know the reality and God will cause you to know that He's not just a babe in a manger. But He's Emmanuel. Emmanuel, because He's God with us and in us. We thank you, Lord. Seal your grace and your blessings. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. If you need ministry, we will meet with you outside there. Thank you. On the right side.